Hello, everyone, and welcome to Selam Radio Show. Selam Radio Show is a show that provides a platform that broadcasts the music of Arabic artists from all over the world in one show, ultimately allowing their music to transcend physical, geographical, and socio-political borders. Today, I thought I would have a special interview with a Moroccan artist. His name is Jad Mourid, and he's the founder of Kusuf Collective, who's been running gigs in Morocco. He's also a drum and bass producer and a visual artist. So, yeah. Hi, Jad. How are you? Okay, so Jad, you're also called YZ as a music producer. Would you tell us a little bit about Kusuf Collective and how it was formed?
Hi, everyone. Yeah, the Kusuf Collective was found earlier this year. It has it's like a 7 years, seven months old baby. And it started with visual experimentations with software using code, influencing visuals, but also giving the possibility to use the music as a source for moving the visuals. And that's what interested me as the initiator of the collective. But this came from discussions I had with my friends and the artists making Kusuf, and we were hanging out and talking a lot about how to get our art out there, how to get our challenges, how to get our challenges done, because we have quite many challenges for us to get our art outside to the people and to transcend the stage of just us making music in our bedrooms, but to get to the professional level and to the international level. So after we hang out and we discuss things and we plan things, we just had to find a name, and we started to do gigs. And we started to do gigs with at the same time as Cosmic Events. And that's why that's the little magical part of it, because Kusuf means eclipse in Arabic, and our first gigs were coinciding with eclipses.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask you about yourself and how was the drum and bass scene in Morocco, and how did you get involved in that?
I started making music with my guitar. I was composing psychedelic rock tracks, and was just guitar with lots of effects. And the effect side of this composition, of this style of composition, which is very experimental, led me to other experimental genres, which is the bridge to electronic music and to drum and bass was experimental music, and it was IDM, which is intelligent dance music, and drum and IDM uses a lot of the Amen break, which is the foundation of drum and bass. Mm. The Amen break that the Winstons made, the American band. It's taken from a drum loop of one of their songs. And yeah, just the energy of drum and bass is something that talked to me, and that added really nice smoothly to the guitar part of my compositions.
Yeah, so you started as a guitar player, and from there you moved to drum and bass.
Yeah, it's not like classical drum and bass. It's I always try to break the codes, break the rules, and just do my thing.
Yeah, and how can people here in Australia follow you or check out what's happening in Morocco? What's the best way? Do you guys have a Facebook or SoundCloud account?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're present on social media, and every artist on his own has a online presence. But the mainstream media don't really cover this area of underground music. Yeah. We begin to invade.
Yeah, that's really interesting because I met you in Morocco, and we spent a lot of time in Casablanca. But my first impression was of Casablanca is that it's there's not much going on there. But it was actually the opposite. You took me to a lot of underground music scene, and then I also discovered that a lot of really famous artists, like I saw them, were based in Casablanca. Can you tell us a little bit about Casablanca and the music scene there?
I think the youth of Casablanca are one of the first young people started to decline the traditional ways and and they try to create to break this not the traditions, but to create something new.
Mm-hmm.
So it, from 20 years ago, it always has been really moving, and there has been a movement called Naida. Naida means alive. So yeah, the two last generations of the youth of Casablanca really created a lot of music, contemporary and modern music.
Mm-hmm.
But for electronic music, it's something really new, because for the past 10 years,
mm-hmm.
There has been an introduction to clubbing, which is house music and techno music, but to other more underground genres like drum and bass, acid techno, or industrial techno, the ears of people couldn't really accept that or imagine that. It was just noise. But it feels like now the youth are really into it. It's becoming something hype,
mm-hmm.
something hypeable, something cool. Yeah, and we surf on this. We try to give expression to those new ways of electronic arts.
Great. Yeah, so we're entering into a new decade, so 2020. What do you have planned for this year? What are the new projects you are working on and Kusuf Collective is working on at the moment?
Maybe it's the last step before we fly into international to play to international audiences, maybe.
Mm.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
To go outside the borders.
Mm.
And we feel so I don't know, maybe it's personal. Yeah, it is definitely personal, but we have difficulties to go outside, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we need visibility, and we're going to make that happen.
Yeah. So it's really hard for Moroccan people compared to people from Europe or even Australian to travel, even though you're way closer to Europe than us. It's hard for you to go to Berlin or Paris, for example. How do you go about that? I guess it's twice as hard for you. How are you progressing in that term?
Maybe the ideal solution is to focus on other geographic places.
Yeah,
because the center of the world isn't Europe necessarily, or the United States.
Yeah,
there's the Arabic world, there's Africa, there's Asia, and it's way more interesting than those old continents, like it's a boomer continents, you know.
Yeah, cool. That sounds great. So my last question will be, well, the music that I'm going to play on this show is mainly selected by you. So tell us about the playlist you gave me. And I guess it contains a lot of different genre of Moroccan music and shows all its different facets. Tell us a little bit about the playlist that you gave me and your favorite tracks, if there are any, if you prefer.
It's like an introductory sample of the sounds of Maghreb for an international ear. So you can get like the origins of the sounds, and you can also hear the outcomes of those sounds into the modern use of those sounds by younger generations. And it's really spicy mix, but it also has a lot of soul that is quite like into the discography of the world. It's quite interesting, you know, to hear. And I think it's not exploited enough. It hasn't been exploited enough. But my favorite track in the playlist, I don't know really.
Okay, fair. They're all amazing tracks. So, and music. So I guess this is it for our interview. Would you like to? Is there anything else you would like to say before you go?
I hope the whole world gets bridged with love and more understanding, intolerance, and a lot of art everywhere.
That's beautiful. Thanks for being with us today, Jad. And hope you have a great day today. And maybe we'll talk another time. Thank you.
Thanks.
Help 3CR support the rights of Indigenous Australians.
They mean to save our culture and save our dreams, our footprints, dreams, our songline, and keep our culture going strong.
Of course, a lot of the Aboriginals, having been stolen, were put into state care, and also others.
The recognition of what our people have been through in the last 200 years, the recognition of our culture in the last 40,000 years, and the recognition of where we are heading into the future.
Welcome to Survival Day, Invasion Day. 223 years ago, the white man landed on our shores.
Subscribe to 3CR and help keep Indigenous voices on air. Call us on 94198377 or visit 3cr.org.au. Subscribe now.
سياسي معلم او هرس راسه او هرس راسه
So this was Om, and the song by Om was called Taragalat, Soul of Morocco. Before Om, we played Amar 808 feet Mehdi Nasuli, and the song was called Boganga and Sandia. I will keep playing Jad's amazing playlist of Moroccan music. So yeah, stay tuned.
أنا الهوى وكل شي عندي
الريح من المليح
بغات الداي خاتبات فكل خطوة طيح وتنود راها معمدة
تهجي في الناس
في دروب هاي جاب تتبلى بكلام ما يشفي لا جار لا ديار
كلهيب النار
القادية عوافي مألفة في السر الخات سموم هاتبان عاد شعيلة
النصح جر مكركر فاتالي هالدهر العين هو بكتو بكانيك شرع الله يا الحباب معاكم يا جيراني شرع الله يا الحباب معاكم يا عرفاني لا تنساو اللي قلبو يهواكو جودو عني ورداو يا جيراني برداو مدى نحو وهداو يا يوم جفاكم ما دنحو بكاكم بدموع قهرت اياني شرع الله يا الحباب معاكم يا جيراني شرع الله يا الحباب معاكم يا عرفاني
playing Jad Murid's playlist. The first song I played was Sadati Manayo by Maalim Mahmoud Guinea. After that I played Les Sept Couleurs by Labis. Then ألف حيلة by عزيز سهماوي, and then the last song was شارع الله by غنوة ديفيوجن.
Thank you.
by YZ, which is pronounced YZ. YZ is Jad, who was with us in the studio, and I've been playing songs recommended by him. Before that, I played Legacy of the Night by Dawux. So I've moved from a bit of folklore, traditional music to the more modern music that is being produced at the moment in Morocco. This is it for the show tonight. This was Radio Salam Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mimi. I will be back next week, and we will be on from 4 to 5, and next up is Global Intifada. Thank you.
That's right. This is Brother West from the American Empire trying to keep alive the legacy of John Coltrane, Curtis Mayfield, Nina Simone, and I am so glad you are listening to 3CR, because 3CR is a force for good. It's telling the truth and allows you both to laugh, not at, but with others. Oh, what a grand radio station it is.